Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hi there, Army Wife Network followers. This is Sharita Knobloch, your owner and commander, and I would like to welcome you to this installment of our Facebook Live Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments. Super excited to meet with you today again, every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Mountain. And today's topic is all about battle buddies. My husband has been in the military for just over 16 years now. I fell in love with him a little over 11 years ago. And I remember at the very beginning of our relationship, he would talk about his battle buddies. Okay, cool. Bros, like friends, that's great. Over the years, however, I've realized that battle buddies are a lot more than just friends. These are guys that truly go to war together and do life together for months at a time, sometimes within a unit, years at a time. And over the years, I've come to understand that although me as a military spouse, I'm not called to be deployed, I'm not going to probably kick in any doors anytime soon and be all America, but I too can have battle buddies. And this is kind of my story of not only how I realized I needed battle buddies, but really encouraging all of you to take some steps to be an even better battle buddy. That's not to say you're not already awesome, because I think you probably are. But one really cool thing that we get to do is the opportunity to grow. I'm always looking for opportunities to grow and expand and really be a more empowered mill spouse. And so today we'll be discussing the 4 B's of becoming a better battle buddy. First off, I mentioned that I became a mill spouse. I fell in love with my soldier almost 11 years ago. We got married a little over 9 years ago. So we're coming up on our 10th year, which is awesome, but weird, but mostly awesome. I remember with our first PCS, honestly, like straight up confession right now, I did not make a lot of friends as far as mill spousing goes. Clearly, you probably already gathered in the brief time we've been together that I'm an extrovert. People are my jam. I love hanging out with people. However, when we first PCS'd after getting married, I really kept myself isolated. The reason was probably because I was unsure of how to do life as a mill spouse, but also, honestly, I hadn't heard a lot of good things about mill spouses. I heard some of the drama, and I was really insecure as a new mill spouse. So I kept myself pretty isolated. I thought I was protecting myself. You probably don't need the spoiler, but spoiler alert, that was a very bad life choice. It was a year and a half after we had gotten married. Still didn't have any like super close mill spouse friends like on post at Fort Benning. And my husband went to Ranger School right after we got pregnant with our first baby. We were excited, but I was super nervous. And we told the whole world, which was good. Just, you know, because we're like, oh, we need online support, which again, online support is great. That's why we're here for AWN. However, in real life, support is also very important. He went to Ranger School, and a few weeks in, my greatest fear came true. For some reason, I was super worried, very anxious about having a miscarriage. I had no reason to worry. I wasn't high risk. I was in decent health, but I was really worried about that, and it happened. My husband was away at Ranger School, so I couldn't contact him, which honestly really sucked. And so I remember I drove myself to the ER hoping that I was wrong. I didn't think I was wrong, but I hoped I was wrong. I drove myself to the ER at Fort Benning, and I remember them giving me the news that, yes, unfortunately, I was correct. I had lost the baby, and I was going through that physical process. And I remember laying on a hospital bed in the ER, looking at the ceiling, just crying, of course, just crying my eyes out, and looking at all the tiles and the dots and wondering what I had done. And when I say what I had done, obviously it wasn't my fault that I miscarried, but I realized I was completely alone. I had made no effort to reach out to make solid friends and battle buddies in that moment. And I had no one to come sit with me at the ER. I couldn't contact my husband because he was in Darby phase at Ranger School. I called my mom. She was in Kansas. I was in Georgia. I called my mother-in-law. She was in South Dakota. I was in Georgia. And I realized at that very moment how wrong I had been. So from that time on, I vowed that I would make a commendable effort to make friends. That's not to say that everybody and their sister gets invited to my inner circle. Boundaries, of course, are important. But in those years since, I've really made an effort to reach out. And in order to have battle buddies, we have to be a good battle buddy. So here are the four B's of becoming a better battle buddy. First B is to be courageous. Obviously, I was operating in fear back 10 plus years ago, and there's really no place for fear when it comes to making friends. Even if you're an introvert, and hey, I get you, no judgment whatsoever. I think it's a joke that how introverts make friends is they're adopted by an extrovert, and that's okay. But you got to put yourself out there to attend an event. Be that person that says, hi, where are you from? When'd you get here? Do you have kids? What do you like to do in your spare time? What's your husband do? Let's meet for coffee. And when we say, let's meet for coffee, let's meet up at the parade field and go for a walk, meet it and follow through with that. You can connect through FRGs. I guess it's SFRGs now. Pardon me. SFRGs, spouses clubs, PWC, MOPS, battalion coffees, just MWR events. There's so many skies. There's so many opportunities to meet other military spouses that are in the same boat. And just that simple solidarity of we're all in this together gives you something in common. Go ahead and listen to your gut. I call this, for those of you who have ever read Anne of Green Gables, I just love that book. And she talks about having a kindred spirit or bosom buddies. And I think over the years, my gut has really been trained to know very quickly if I meet someone that, did we just become best friends? It sure might have. And the cool part about being a mill spouse is we often don't waste a whole lot of time when it comes to building relationships with other friends and battle buddies. The next B is to be present and available. Again, another confession, I go to sleep super early, possibly because my sweet three-nager little boy wakes up at like before 5 a.m. most days, but I go to bed pretty early. I work hard. I'm up early. So I'm racking out 8:30, 9 o'clock most of the nights. But if I know one of my battle buddies is going through something, you can bet your boots that I'm going to still be awake or text them before I rack out to say, hey, you doing okay? Can I do anything for you? And when you're present and available, that also gives an opportunity to create contingency plans for emergencies. We like to joke in the mill spouse community that often if we meet someone and we're like, hey, I just met you 43 seconds ago, would you like to be my emergency contact for my children? But it's true. We meet the folks, we're available, we're present, and those are the opportunities we have to really make a relationship. I had a friend that I met pretty quick after we PCS'd here to Fort Bliss. Her name is Megan. And we hit it off pretty quick and we started having weekly suppers together every Friday night. She would come over, I would come over to her house. We would turn our kids loose. We would share a meal together and just do life for each other. A little over almost a year ago, she was at my house on a Thursday or a Friday, and I got a phone call from someone very dear to me who had just that very moment attempted suicide. And unsurprisingly, that rocked me to my core. I was kind of incapacitated. I was trying to encourage this individual, calling the police, hoping they got there in time because it was very far away. It wasn't even in Texas. And Megan was here. She immediately like started being a second mom to my kids because I just couldn't stop crying. We were getting ready to eat. I didn't want to eat food, but Megan was here. And because I had established that relationship, she was there to walk with me, to help with tangible things like with my kids, because of course my husband was deployed and she was just here for me. And there's something so beautiful, even in the hardest moments of male spouse life, that your battle buddies can come alongside you to encourage you, to empower you, to equip you in the really sucky moments, and then also celebrate with you in the really exciting moments. So be present, be available. The next B is to be authentic. Think about things that are fake, plants, fake cheese, things that are artificially flavored. They're okay. They can probably get the job done, but there's something extremely precious about authenticity. Yes, as a male spouse, sometimes we got to dig deep and fake it till we make it as far as PCS motivation or deployment home stretch, those kinds of things. But when it comes to relationships and battle buddies, I really don't think there's any place for inauthenticity, insincerity. Be your real self. Of course, we want to be gracious and polite and loving and encouraging. So we don't need to be big O jerk faces and say, well, that's just how I am. I just bleh, word vomit all the things. But we need to be authentic. As we deepen our relationships, we can share the yuckier sides of our journey. We can say, my goodness, sometimes I feel like a super fail as a mom. I got super angry, cranky at my husband, and then he left for the field, and oh my gosh, you know, we could share those with other people that we trust. We built that battle buddy relationship with, and then they can encourage us or maybe even speak truth. Be like, I've been there, Sharita. I get it. This is what I did. Or, hey, let me pray for you. Or can I just take the kids for the afternoon just so you can kind of recoup a little bit? Maybe you guys need a date night. Let me help you with that. So be authentic. I have a group of four girls right now, Joanna, Caitlin, Brandy, and myself. We get together almost every Thursday, at least when kids aren't sick. It's flu season, so it's been a little here and there the last couple of weeks, but we get together every Thursday afternoon and we call it our authenticity tribe. Two of us are male spouses, two of us aren't, but we share the good, the bad, and the ugly. And let me tell you a secret, of all the ugly stuff we've shared with each other, there's been at least one person in the group that's like, hey, me too. I struggle with how my jeans fit or what I'm supposed to eat or how I'm called to respect my husband or parents or what I'm supposed to do at my job or how we spend our money, just all these things. Of course, these aren't husband bashing sessions, kid bashing sessions, absolutely not. But these are sessions that remind us that we're not alone. And although Brandy and Caitlin aren't necessarily male spouses, I would absolutely call them battle buddies because we do battle together, because really life sometimes can feel like quite the battle. And finally, the last B of being a better battle buddy is to be creative. Sometimes we see friendship as cut and dry. This is just how it's supposed to be, but it doesn't have to be the typical relationship. And really, male spouses, we're not typical. I think we are very special and extremely unique. Hashtag super biased, but I'm going to go with it. There are some times when a battle buddy of mine will come over and we literally will just like sit in the living room almost in silence, hoping that the children are making good choices outside, and just stare at a wall. We are just tired and we just need some quiet. Just need some quiet. But then there are other times where maybe I'm in a kind of a funk or I've just been working my tail off during the week, and they just text me and they say, hey, I'm going to be there in 7 minutes. Get your shoes on, grab a coat, and get in the car. And I like to call that implementing mandatory fun. We joke about that in the military, but sometimes we need a battle buddy to say, okay, we are going to go take our children. Our husbands are gone. They're deployed. They're studying for med school. They're TDY for school. We are going to get in the car and we are going to go to Peeper Piper Pizza and we are going to have fun if it kills us. And granted, none of my friends really threaten like that, but that's the theory, implementing mandatory fun. And sometimes they're like, hey, you just need a nap. I need people to tell me to take a nap sometimes. Let's be real. And then other moments where maybe we're struggling or someone else is, just little gifts, little blessings, thing we know they love. The kiddo's sick with influenza. And they say, you say, hey, can I do anything for you? They're like, no, no, it's cool. You know what? Respect those boundaries. But if your heart is just moved to grab them a little inspirational sign for 50% off at Hoblob and drop it off on their porch or get them extra ginger ale and crackers, go for it. Those are moments that I love the drive-by kindness. And I just, to give them their space, but I put something in their mailbox or set it on their front desk or front porch and just text them as I arrive away. Check your porch when you get some time. I'm praying for you. I love you. Seriously, let me know if I can do anything for you. So those really are the four B's of being a better battle buddy. Be courageous, be available and present, be authentic, and be creative. And since those first years of marriage, I'm not going to tell you that I've got it all right. I haven't gotten it perfect, and I've had better friends in some duty stations than others, just depending on my season of life. I've had times of loneliness still, but really my battle buddies, both here and long distance, are ones that keep me going, especially when my best battle buddy, as my husband, is in the field, deployed, at school, doing what he's called to do as a soldier. We can empathize with each other, empower each other, and know that there's this alternate and simultaneous support and love cycle. Usually when one of us is kind of down in the dumps, the other one might have enough energy to like lift us up out of that. When I first PCS'd with my husband to the 5th Ranger Training Battalion in Dahlonega, Georgia, they had this little tiny general store on the square, super cute, just got such random little stuff. And I got, right when I moved there, it's just a little red sign, like about this big, a little plaque that says, it's red and it says, keep calm and call your battle buddies. So friends, keep calm, call your battle buddies, and make an effort to be the best battle buddy that you can be. And as you find your in real life battle buddies, we encourage you to reach out to us here at AWN. And you can follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram at Army Wife Network. You can visit us on our website, armywifenetwork.com. Or if we can help fill the gap as you find your in real life battle buddy, if you need some online support, shoot us an email, info@armywifenetwork.com. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.